弟兄姐妹好，我今天要跟大家讲一个题目，叫做在败坏中仰望拯救。
Morning everyone. Today's message is looking up for salvation amid corruption.
因为我们刚才已经念过圣经，所以我们就不念了。
We just read this scripture, so we'll skip here.
今天我要跟大家思想一个很沉重又充满盼望的主题。
Today we're going to think about a heavy but hopeful topic.
那么在8月22号的时候
，On August 22nd，
我们看见一件事情，就是在 Charlotte, North Carolina 的这个地方，有一个人他被逮捕了14次。可是每一次都被释放出来，那么他就在一个轻轨的这个车上，就拿了一把刀，就把一个来自乌克兰的一个女难民捅了三刀。
In Charlotte, North Carolina, there was this criminal who had been arrested 14 times and released each time quickly.He stabbed a young Ukrainian refugee 3 times in the neck. This is on a light rail, and killed her.
那么这位女士就这样就死掉。
So this lady died from the wounds.
那么这件事情是非常的糟糕。
This is an incident that is terrible.
不，就是更糟糕的是这个政府。居然把这样一个歹徒放了14次。
But even worse is the action that the authority that they released this criminal in the past for 14 times.
其实我们如果看这个新闻的话，每天都可以看到很多很糟糕的事情。
But if we look at the news every day, you can see terrible news.
所以可见我们现在所处的一个时代。就是一个非常黑暗的时代。
Therefore, we can say that we're living in a dark age.
我们普遍是生活在一个黑暗的之中。
We live in darkness, in general.
那在这种情况之下，我们人的出处到底是什么呢
？So where is the way out for us human beings?
感谢主，各位今天能够到教会来，就是一群非常幸运的人。
We are thankful to the Lord because we're fortunate to be in the church today.
因为我们只有从神那里能够得到那个神的拯救。
Because we can only get the salvation from our God.
人类只有从耶稣基督那边，我们才能够得到那个真正的光明。
Only when we reach out to Jesus can we see the true light.
那么在诗篇14篇，他给我们看到三件事情：一件事就是人心的败坏；第二就是神其实在查看和审判，以及我们义人的盼望。
In the scripture we just read, Psalm 14, it showed us 3 things: the corruption of the human heart, 2, God's scrutiny and judgment, 3, the hope of the righteous.
在听之前，我们先做一个祷告。
Before the sermon, let's pray together.
我们在天上的父神，亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Your heavenly Father, dear Jesus, the Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你带领我们在这边聚集来敬拜你。
We thank you for gathering us here to worship.
主要我们把每个弟兄姐妹向你祷告。
We lift up every one of us, dear brothers and sisters, to you.
求主赐给我们智慧的心跟开通的这个心灵。
May you give us a heart of wisdom and an open mind.
让我们能够明白你的心意。
So that we can understand your will.
带领我们以下的时间。
Lead our time.
这样子祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 好。首先，我们要来 我们现在来看，就是说现在这个普世是人的心的败坏。
First, let's look at the corruption of the human heart throughout the world.
圣经那边讲说，愚顽人心里说没有神。
In the scripture, it says the fool says in his heart there is no God.
今天很可惜，很多人是不信神的。
It's a pity that nowadays a lot of people don't believe in God.
其实呢，只要我们有心去追求的话，神的存在其实是不难理解的。
But as long as we're willing to pursue him, it is not difficult to understand his existence.
我在贵教会分享了很多有这个神存在的证据。
And as I have shared many proofs of God's existence,
可是很可惜，现在信神的人就越来越少了。
But it's a pity that the number of people who believe in God seems to be decreasing.
那么这边神说，这边说愚顽人的心里说没有神。
Here the Bible tells us the foolish man says in his heart there is no God.
这句话其实是告诉我们说，我们人心灵的深处，我们是真是顽梗，我们是拒绝神的。
It tells us that in the deep side of our heart, we have a hardened heart that rejects God.
这边说愚顽的人心里说没有神。
It says the foolish man says that there's no God.
就是这个人是愚顽的，他是没有聪明，没有智慧。
It means that this person has no wisdom.
那我们最近从这个网上，我们看到中国大陆现在有两个新的名词。
And recently, on the internet, we saw two new terms, in mainland China.
第一个就是摆烂。
The first one is let things go to ruin.
另外一个就是躺平。
And the other one is give up and do nothing.
为什么要摆烂躺平呢？
Why do people need to let things go to ruin?
因为觉得没有什么希望。
Because they don't have any hope.
那现在呢？如果你真的这个注意新闻的话，这个大陆的经济非常的萧条。
If you look at the news about mainland China, you notice that the economy is in recession.
大学毕业生啊，找到事的人找不到事情做。
And college graduates, they couldn't find jobs.
结果研究是大概只有30%的人可以大学毕业可以找到事做。
And the study shows that only 30% of them could find a job after graduation.
那大陆在过去30年成为世界这个制造的工厂。
But in the past 30 years, mainland China has been the world's factory.
都不知道赚了多少钱。
They earn a huge amount of money.
可是现在为什么这个经济变成这么糟糕呢？
But how can the economy go to this bad?
你赚了这么多钱都到哪里去？
Where did the money go?
其实原因有很多，我没有办法今天一点点的讲。
There are many reasons, too many to say today.
我今天就跟大家分享一个。
I share with you one today.
那么在北京，离开北京开车一个多小时的地方，有一个叫做雄安。大家听过雄安了吗？
There, just over an hour's drive from Beijing, there is a city called 雄安。
那么在2017年的时候，这个习近平他就认为说，这是一个千年的大计，要是国家的大事，所以要造出一个城来疏解北京的这个众多人。
So it was envisioned back in 2017, Chairman Xi Jinping, he had 雄安being a new city as a major national project, a project with a long-term vision.
这不知道花了多少钱呢？这多少亿多少呢？
They put in billions of dollars there.
可是呢，现在变成了鬼城了。
But now it has become a ghost city.
鬼城是什么意思？就是没有什么人。
It means that not a lot of people living there.
因为没有周全的设想，还有没有那个配套的设施， 很多人就是没有人跟公司行号愿意去那个地方。
This is because it lacked a comprehensive plan. It also did not have a supporting infrastructure. So no one or no business are willing to move over there.
所以因此就空空荡荡，就投资几乎完全泡汤。
Therefore, it's empty, and the investment has all gone back.
这代表什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是说这个当主政者他好大喜功，但是又没有智慧。
It means the government is ambitious but lacks of wisdom.
那我以前常常去厦门去传福音。
In the past, I often went to 厦门 to spread the gospel.
那么那个有一个很大的一个家庭教会就替我安排去到处去传福音。
There was a big house church, family church. They helped me arrange my trips.
那头几年呢，这个当地政府没有任何的这个管制。
In the early years, the local government exercised very little control of this.
我那个女儿那个时候女儿是住在北京。
At that point, my daughter was living in Beijing.
那我跟她如果 text 或者是这个 email 的话，不能讲教会，不能讲神，不能讲圣经的。
If I were to email to her, I cannot mention God, Bible, or Christianity.
所以我就问这个当地这个牧师，我就说在这边有没有限制啊？
And so I asked the local pastor and asked him.With such limitations.
没完全没有限制。
And he said, no, you can, there's no limitations locally.
可是等到习近平习主席上任之后，就开始逼迫教会。
But after she came to power, Christianity began to be persecuted.
这个教会，我去的这个教会，现在就被封，已经关闭了好几年了。
Now that church that I've been to,it had been shut down.
不仅是这个教会，很多的教会都关了门。
And such are other churches, many churches in China.
这诗篇十四篇的第四节说：“作孽的人都没有知识吗？他们吞吃我的百姓，如同吃饭一样，并不求告耶和华。”
In Psalm 14, verse 4, it tells us, "Do all these evildoers know nothing?" They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord.
当这个当权者逼迫教会的时候，其实就是逼迫神的子民。
When the authority, when they persecute the church, they're persecuting God's people.
信神的人就是神的百姓。
Those who are believing in God, they're God's people.
今天在大陆的情况。其实就是神的惩罚是非常自然的。
Therefore, it is natural that we see God's punishment in China.
不但是如此，当人否认神的存在的时候，你心里就失去了个行善的标准和力量。
And furthermore, when they deny the existence of God, they would lose the standard of being good and the power to do good.
所以圣经就讲说，行了可憎的事，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
And that's why, in the same scripture, it tells us that there was no one that is doing good.
弟兄姊妹，其实不只是在中国，在美国。
Brothers and sisters, this is the truth, not only existing in China and here.
其实就是全人类的真相。
It is worldwide.
我们知道，不是说你杀人放火了才是罪。
We know that it is not that when you commit murder or arson that you're called sinners.
我们没有达到神创造我们那个标准的时候，我们就是罪。
When everyone whose hearts turned away and does not act to meet God's standard, we're sinners.
所以每一个人心中如果背离神活在自己心里的人就是败坏了就是罪。
Everyone whose heart is turned away from God and lives in self-centeredness is corrupt.
所以罗马书十第三章引用 这一段，就是诗篇的这段圣经，说明没有一人连一个也没有。
That's why in the book of Romans chapter 3, it quotes what we just read here. And it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one.
所以今天你看到这个世界好像是很文明很进步。
So today we see this world, it seems to be civilized or advanced.
但是你看到新闻你就知道人的本性仍然是一样。
But if you look at the news, you will realize that human nature remains the same.
其实人自充满了自私、骄傲、贪婪、冷漠和暴力。
So the human heart is filled with selfishness, pride, greed, indifference, violence.
当人类科技越来越发达的时候，其实罪恶的手段就越来越可怕。
As technology advances, the methods used to commit crimes become more terrifying.
我最近在这个 Facebook 上订了一个东西。
Recently, I ordered something through Facebook.
结果收到以后是完全不是那么回事。
But when I received the good, it was completely different from the description.
现在 AI 的话就更不得了了。
And especially with AI, things become more difficult.
如果你打到一个电话，听到是你家人的声音的话，可能不是你的。
If you get a phone call and you thought you heard something familiar to you, like your family member, it may not be the right person.
所以我们现在家里就想到一个方法，就是说，假如。听到女儿打电话来说什么有问题的时候，我们要打电话回去问她你的 secret code 是什么。
Therefore, we developed a way to fight that. If, for example, if my daughter calls me for some troubled situation, then we say we'll call you back, and we would actually ask her to give us the secret code.
所以现在这个犯罪的程度是越来越厉害。
Therefore, the methods people use to do criminal stuff has become more and more advanced.
人的问题不是根源于制度，也不是在教育。
So the root of the problem for the human being lies not in the system or education.
而是在我们人的本身，人心的本身。
It's in the human heart itself.
所以耶利米书十七章九节就说得清清楚楚了。
Therefore, in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, it tells us clearly.
说人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢
？The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?
我们有朋友到这个非洲去旅游。
I have friends who went to Africa for a trip.
他们会照出很多什么狮子、老虎这些照片。
And they will show us pictures of lions or other wild animals.
这些狮子、老虎，他们再凶猛、再残忍的，他们绝对不吃他们的同类。
No matter how cruel these animals are, they would never eat their own kind.
但是我们看人类的历史。从古到今，古今中外，全部都是什么人吃人的写照。
But if we look at human history, both ancient and modern, Chinese or foreign, we can see a portrayal of cannibalism.
这就是人类的光景。
This is our situation.
我们在这个情况之下，如果靠着我们自己，我们没有办法自救。
In such a situation, people cannot save themselves by themselves.
所以诗篇的十四篇第一点告诉我们说，我们所遭遇的这个沉重是事实。
Therefore, in Psalm 14, it tells us the heavy truth.
感谢神，其实神是在里面查看，他是叫对将来有这个审判。
Thankfully, we have our God. He's watching over us, and He will judge.
那么第三二节三节说，耶和华从天上垂看世人，要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有，他们都偏离正路，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。
In verse 2 and 3, it tells us, the Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one.
大卫这边说，耶和华从天上垂看世人。
So David is telling us that God is watching over us from the heaven.
神在是无所不在、无所不能，他是无所不知的。
God is the Almighty God. He is omniscient.
那么，神不是光是在里面冷眼旁观。
God does not just stand by and watch.
他也不是任世人在里面自生自灭。
Nor does he leave us to fend for ourselves.
他在那边找，看看有没有能够明白他、寻求他的人。
He's looking, he's seeking, he's trying to find out who will understand him.
可是很可惜的，都是偏离正路，一同变为污秽。
But the pitiful result is that all have turned away, all have become corrupt.
我们人也许可以自己自我安慰，彼此夸赞。
Maybe we can comfort ourselves or praise each other.
但是神的公义圣洁眼中，我们所有的夸口其实都是在神眼中是污秽。
But in the eyes of God's righteousness and holiness, all these boastings or praises becomes corruption.
而那些欺压异人的，这边四节第四节说，吞吃我百姓，如同吃饭一样。
And in verse 4 it says, those who oppress the righteous, they devour my people as though eating bread.
这些人他们以为自己可以为所欲为，但是圣经说。他们必要大大害怕，因为神的义人在神在义人的族类中。
They think that they can do anything, but the Bible tells us that they are overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of righteous. 如果
我们是神的百姓
，If we're His people, God's people,
神没有忘记他的百姓。
He has not forgotten about us.
他在查看一切受欺压的，他纪念一切为义受苦的人。
He sees all who are oppressed, and he remembers who all who suffer.
而且他的判审判终必降临。
And his judgment will eventually come.
也许我们今世我们看到很多恶人得势，义人受苦。
Maybe in this world.You often see the wicked gaining power or the righteous suffering.
但是神的话这边清楚地告诉我们说，神的公义永远不沉默，他必按公义来施行审判。
But God, He tells us clearly, God's justice will not remain silent forever. He will judge righteously.
这也是对我们的提醒，就是我们今天的隐藏。将来都要显明。
So this is a reminder for us. What is hidden today will be revealed in the future.
今天的行为将来都要交账。
Today's actions will one day be accounted for.
我们是罪人，有一天我们要对神交账。
We are all sinners, and one day we will be accounted for the things that we did.
所以你就可以看到这个世界是黑暗，是这个沉沦的。
So you can see that this age that we're living is dark.
而且神也要审判这个世界。
And God will eventually judge.
但是感谢神，这边讲说，义人有一个盼望。
But we're thankful because we have the hope.
这个盼望不是从人怎么样政治改革，其他的事情不是用人的方法。
This is not a hope, such as a political reform, not the hope of a human, approach.
而是从锡安而来的。
This hope comes from Zion.
第六节七节说，你们叫困苦的人谋叛，作为羞辱。然而耶和华是他的避难所，但愿以色列的救恩从锡安而出，耶和华救回他的被赎的子民。那时雅各要快乐，以色列要欢。
In verse 6 and 7, it tells us, "You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people,Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad.
所以在黑暗败坏之中，大卫发出一个呼喊。
Therefore, amidst the darkness and corruption, David cried out.
说但愿以色列的救恩从锡安而出。
Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion.
他听到中文跟英文好像不太一样啊。
There might be a bit of a difference between the Chinese and English.
中文说但愿。
In the Chinese it says, may I hope.
但是英文说 oh, 意思就是它是正，就是它是确定的。
But in English it expresses the, an attitude of confirmation.
就是这个救恩是从以色列从锡安而来。
That it confirmed that the salvation of Israel comes out of Zion.
那这句话是大卫他充满了深深的渴望。
And this sentence carries a deep longing.
渴望神的救赎。
A longing for redemption.
就在这混乱黑暗的时代，他盼望神能够介入。
And a longing for God's intervention in this dark age.
那锡安这个事就是耶路撒冷的意思。
And Zion is a symbol. Zion means Jerusalem.
就是神同在的象征，是神掌权的地方。
It is a place where God reigns. It is a symbol of God's presence.
所以我们人类的真正的救赎不是从地上来的。
Therefore.True salvation does not come from the earth.
不是靠人自己拯救自己。
And it does not rely on man to save himself.
而是从神而来。
It is from God.
从神的宝座锡安而来。
Originates from Zion.
这个盼望，我们从新约就看得清清楚楚了。
And this hope we can see more clearly in the New Testament.
在人类的历史中，神差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来拯救我们这些在败坏中无力自救的人。
That God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to save us, the broken and the powerless.
耶稣死在十字架上，担当我们的罪。
Jesus died on the cross, bearing our sins.
更因为他三天以后复活，证明他的救恩是真实的。
And moreover, because he was resurrected 3 days later, it proved that the salvation was true.
所以凡信靠他的人就不至灭亡，反而有生。
Therefore, all who believed in him will not perish.
所以当我们仰望耶稣基督的时候，
Therefore, when we look to Jesus,
我们就不再活在那个绝望里头。
We no longer live in despair.
哪怕今天的世界仍然在那边继续的败坏。
Even though, the world today is still corrupt.
仍然我们在艰苦和这个眼泪之中。
Even though we are still experiencing, suffering and we're still in tears.
但是我们可以因着这位救主，拥有永恒的喜乐和。
We can have eternal joy and hope because of this Savior.
就正如诗篇最后想说，雅各要快乐，以色列欢喜。
just like in the end, in Psalm 14, it tells us that let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad.
那么雅各后来他的名字就变成以色列。
Jacob was later on changed the name to Israel.
那我们今天基督徒新约的基督徒是那个真以色列人。
And we as Christians today, we are the true Israelites.
所以当然我们是包括在这之内。
Therefore, we're included in this.
所以今天我们可以有这样的欢喜快乐。
So today we can rejoice and we can be glad.
因为不论外在的环境是怎么样。
Because no matter what the situation is,
神今天与我们每一个基督徒同在。
God is with us today.
救恩已经临到我们。
Salvation has come.
而我们有这样一个盼望，说有一天我们会在那个荣耀，永恒的荣耀里面，那个永恒的荣耀正在等着我们。
And we have the hope that the eternal glory is waiting for us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
诗篇十四篇告诉我们说，有个三个重要的情况呼应。
Psalm 14 gives us three important calls.
所以我们要认识我们自己是败坏。
First, we must recognize our own corruption.
所以我们必须要谦卑悔改。转向神。
And we must humbly repent and turn to God.
如果你还没有信耶稣，我盼望你早一天早一天相信耶稣基督。
If you have not become a believer, I hope this day comes sooner.
我们也相信，今天虽然世界是这样的败坏，但是神在那边查看。
We also believe that even though the world is corrupt, our Lord is watching over us.
我们不做一个自以为义的人，也不效法这个世俗，不与败坏的世界同流合污。
So let's not become a person that is self-righteous, and let's not conform to the world or become tainted by the corrupted world.
最重要的是，我们有这样一个信仰，我们知道神。他那边来的拯救。
The most important thing for us is that we have the faith, knowing that the salvation came from the Lord.
所以我们仰望耶稣基督，他就是我们的主。
Therefore, we look to Jesus because He is our Lord.
所以在这个败坏的时代里头，让我们定睛仰望在耶稣基督的身上。
Therefore, in this corrupted age, let's keep our focus on Jesus.
让我们在这个黑暗的时代活出与世界不同的生命。
And let's live out lives that are different from that of the world.
不但如此，能够以我们做我们的见证，能够改变这个世界。
And not only that we want to become a good testimony to this world, we want to participate in changing it.
在这黑暗之中，让我们坚定我们的信靠。
And in thisDark age, let's be firm, let's stand firm in our faith.
不但是等信靠，而且等待喜乐的等待。
And not only that we stand firm in our faith, we also want to wait joyfully.
就愿我们都能够成为那个义人的族类，在黑暗中与为主发光。
May we all become the generation of the righteous.Who shine for the Lord in the darkness.
我们一起来共同祷告。
Let's pray.
所以我们在天上的父神，谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你赐给我们这宝贵的诗篇十四篇。
Thank you for your word of Psalm 14.
这个诗篇写的已经有几千年的以前的诗。
It had been written for more than thousands of years.
但是就是在今天我们所遇到的光景。
But in today, in our situation,
这个世界是这样的黑暗。
We still see that the world is corrupt and is dark.
求主帮助我们，让我们知道你在那边查看。
May you help us to know that you're watching over us.
让我们知道你会 做那个最终的审判。
May you help us know that you will be the final judge.
今天我们也许活在痛苦、眼泪之中。
Maybe today we're living in suffering and in tears.
但是我们心中有一个盼望。
But we have a hope in our heart.
我们义人有一个永生的盼望。
For the righteous, that we have the eternal life.
求主保守带领我们每一个人。
May you protect and guide each one of us.
让我们在活在世上的时候成为你的见证。
That we may be a good witness.For you in this world.
再次谢谢你与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you for being with us.
我们这样感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 请我们一起起立，我们唱一首诗歌。
Let's stand up and sing the song.
我知谁掌管明天。
I know who holds tomorrow.
So I'll leave you with this benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace as you leave from here.
Amen.